USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending its vaccine mandate. Speaking to reporters, COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients said roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. Zients saying vaccine requirements work. The sister of a missing Florida woman's fiancé is speaking out about the woman's disappearance. Cassie Laundry telling ABC's Good Morning America her family wants Gabby Petito to be found safe.
Me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe and found, and this could be just a big misunderstanding.
Brian has refused to speak with investigators after he returned to Florida without Gabby, protests taking place outside of his home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Security in Washington, D.C. is ramping up as a possible rally might be taking place at the U.S. Capitol. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances.
In March, there was also supposed to be a huge rally in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol, which kept National Guard troops in the city. That rally never happened. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some in the media are continuing to shame people that are choosing not to get vaccinated.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African Americans. Something like 30% of African Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, and according to the most recent data put out by the Kaiser Family Foundation, across 42 states, the percentage of white people that have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose are 52%, which is roughly 1.2 times higher than the rate for black people, which is 43%. This as San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed was caught on video Wednesday night dancing and singing without a mask indoors at a nightclub. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.